Being with someone when they have a seizure can be scary, especially if you've never seen a seizure before. It is your job to make sure the person is kept safe until the seizure is over. Make sure you follow and are trained on the seizure protocol the doctor develops specifically for the individual.
We have included a sample of a seizure protocol for your reference in the Resources tab.
One of the most important things you can do is stay calm. If the person is having a tonic-clonic seizure, you should make sure that the person is in a safe position and comfortable, and not in a chair where they can fall and injure themselves. Make sure they are safe and there is nothing that can harm the person. Place a pillow or jacket under their neck to keep them from banging their head. If possible, you should turn their body and head to the side so that they do not choke on their saliva. If you can, try to time how long the seizure lasts. If onlookers start gathering or surrounding the person, ask them to keep moving. It is important that you keep the person safe and comfortable. Do not hold the person down. This could result in an injury to yourself or the person. Do not put anything in their mouth or try to give them medicine or water until they are conscious and the seizure is over, unless otherwise directed by the individual's seizure protocol. If the person is having an absent seizure, or another type of seizure, it is important to follow the seizure protocol that their doctor has developed for them. You will need to document the date, time, length of seizure, specific body movements, and behaviors observed during and after the seizure. This is often documented on a seizure report form. We have included a sample of a seizure report form for your reference.